this drive as Delhi will receive and they'll go left to right. They're in the white uniforms, the white helmets, the gray pants. BG tonight in the navy blue with the white trim, the helmet and the jersey are navy blue and the gray pants. Palmateer will kick off. This one's on the ground, fielded at the 45, and Delhi's going to work their way forward to the 47-yard line. So a short kick and a quick return there by Grant Decker.
Grant Decker with a real nice play at the 45-yard line to get that ball and then advance it at about 2 yards. So they will take over first and 10 at the 47.
Here's this week's New York State Class D football rankings for our local teams. Sydney comes in ranked third. I put Tioga in there. They're fifth. Ninth is Green. Honorable mention went to BG. So since we're doing BG tonight, I wanted to bring that up. And here we go to start the second half. We're going to be a run up the middle for Pardee, and he meets a wall of Bobcats right there. And the Bobcats line pretty fired up to bring him down. In on the play was Tommy Palmateer.
Tried to run it to the right side, and it did not work there. And a nice stop by Palmateer and the other interior lineman of the Bobcats. Gain of one brings up second down and nine.
So clock moving. We're 30 seconds into the second half. This will be, as Tim said, a second and nine here for the Bulldogs. Under center is Will Brannigan. Brannigan will hand off a run up the middle here for Pardee. Breaks a tackle. Good for a first down. Into Bobcat territory to the 30. 25 before he's brought down and hauled out of bounds by the Bobcats defense. Chasing him down there was Gabe Sherman. Otherwise, Pardee took a run that looked like he was going to get one and might have taken it to the house.
Yeah, Gabe Sherman made a nice play right there. And Petrotoni was in on the tackle as well, like you said, Nate. Otherwise, Pardee might have gone into the end zone.
He got swallowed up there. We kind of lost sight of him before he broke free. All of a sudden, he's sprinting down the sideline.
Hard runner. You mentioned it earlier. I mean, the kid is just absolutely just top speed when he gets the ball. And he's finishing off runs. He's not going backwards. He's going forwards, folks.
Early third quarter, a little option pitch out to Pardee on the left side. He's brought down by the BG defense. No, still on his feet, breaks a tackle, and took what looked like it was going to be a three-yard loss and picked up about four positive yards.
New look for the Delhi Bulldogs, option to the left-hand side, and Pardee, positive yardage was all on him right there, second down and four.
Boy, just hard-nosed running there by Pardee with 10:40 to go in this third quarter. It's BG 26. Delhi 19. Delhi marching once again. And this is Brannigan under center. One wide receiver split out to the right. Two runners in the backfield. They'll hand off again to Pardee. Tripped up in the backfield, though. Stumbled on his own and then brought down by the BG defense and Parker Lord.
Parker Lord, nice tackle right there, and tripped him up. And like you said, Nate, that's a huge thing to do because we've just watched him break four tackles in the last two carries and get good positive yardage. But he lost two on that play, so it'll bring up third down and six.
So Delhi is on the BG 21-yard line going left to right. This will be a third and six. Big third down play early in this third quarter. Here's Brannigan barking out the signals at the line. Lost the ball. It's on the turf. Let's see who comes up with it here. Haven't seen an official signal yet. Brannigan lost control of it, slipped through his hands, and it was going to be, looks like Delhi recovered.
Wow. I don't know who got it, but it looked to me like Brannigan gave up on it, and he dove on it, but he didn't get it, so he just like said, okay, it's gone. But I did not see another Bulldog there, but they give him the ball.
I thought it was definitely going to be BG ball, but somehow Delhi holds on. But the bad news, it's a fourth and eight. Clock moves down to 9:20 to go, third quarter. So fourth and eight, and the ball is on the BG 26-yard line. Let's see what Delhi can do. Brannigan steps back to throw, throws across the middle, through the hands of his intended receiver. It falls down to the turf there as Hunter Sanford couldn't bring it in.
Hunter Sanford couldn't do anything about that. It was really well defended by number 10 from the Bobcats. Took his hands right away from the ball and dropped to the ground.
Terzo with good coverage, so we'll have a turnover on down, so the BG defense gets that stop. With 9:05 to go here in the third quarter, it is BG 26 and Delhi 19. And so the Bobcats will take over going right to left for their first drive of the second half. And quarterback, the senior, Evan Heiser, will take things over again. So Heiser is in the shotgun, two wide receivers to the left. Man in motion is Petrattoni. They'll hand it off to him. Cuts back. A nice move to the outside. He's on the left wing. To the 30, 35. Turns the corner to the 40. Tiptoes up to the 50. Across the 45. They'll say he was out of bounds, though, back at the other 45 in BG territory. Otherwise, he was gone.
Yeah, that was going to be interesting because he came down to the left-hand side, got to the sideline, and I thought he stayed in bounds, but the referee blew it right away.
Oh, boy.
But he was starting to work his way back to the middle of the field, and there were two tacklers left on the Delhi defense, and I think they were eyes wide open right there. What's he going to do?
8:59 to go, third quarter. BG leads Delhi 26-19. Petrattoni gets BG up to their own 45. Heiser's in the shotgun once again. Two wide receivers, including Petrattoni, split out to the right. They'll hand off to Terzo. He goes from left to right. Flag in the backfield. Terzo good for a first down to the 40, to the 35 before he's tackled. But the flag is back in the backfield where the handoff was.
Yeah, and the referee threw that flag, so I'm going to say it's holding.
Otherwise, Terzo turned that into a nice run. Boy, that sweep is pretty effective that they've been running.
Yeah, they really are doing a nice job with that. And, I mean, like I said before, folks, if you haven't seen this offense, it's really incredible because they've got three backs that can take the ball, and you don't know which one's got it. And then once you realize, it's too late. They're already in the second level, and they're very, very fast.
They don't really have that big bruising type of running back, maybe Garrett Ives when he handles it. But besides that, they have those quick, you know, guys who make the juke at the line of scrimmage and can kind of take off. I know we often reference Jesse Manuel from Tioga a few years ago. No one is going to be on his level, but just reminds me of the kind of quick moves. The guy, his size disappears into the pile and pops out, and all of a sudden he's running down the sideline.
Right, and you remember Jesse always had his hand right on the back of his blockers.
Yeah.
He would just hang right on to him, and he'd follow him all the way through.
And here is BG. They're going to throw over the middle. They find Petrattoni across the 40 to the 45. So they lost some yardage there on that play, and now they'll get all the way back up to the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, nice little play, 10 yards positive right there. Great pass by Heiser, great catch by Petrattoni. Triple coverage on that play.
Yeah.
That ball was threaded right to the numbers.
And so they make up the ground they lost on that penalty on the previous run. So this will be a second and 10. So really, so far, no harm done. 8 minutes to go, third quarter. It's 26-19. BG on top of Delhi. They march up towards midfield. First drive of the second half of the Bobcats. They'll hand off to Terzo, trying to get that play going once again. Terzo cuts back to the 50. 45, Terzo on his feet to the 40. Still got some steam down to the 30 before he's tackled from behind by Alex Taylor. And there's that speed we're talking about there from Alan Terzo.
Terzo was a little sweep to the right side, came all the way back across to the left hash and got a great first down run. Not sure what's going on. Must be a flag.
So let's see where the flag is. Oh, it's against the Bobcats, and this has been a killer on this drive. That's two runs for Terzo that will get marched back, and that hurts.
Yeah, illegal block in the back on the Bobcats on that play, so that one is definitely coming back. I mean, it looks like it happened right on the line of scrimmage, so that all that yardage is going to come from that play.
So two really nice runs from Alan Terzo get negated by some tough, tough penalties. And you can see the BG coaching staff shaking their heads. That's the stuff that just, you know, really drives coaches crazy. It's going to drive them all the way back to their own 35.
Yep, they're back to the spot where they were the last time they had the penalty. And so it's second down and 20.
So they were at the Delhi 35. Now they're back on their own 35 from one penalty. 7:40 to go, third quarter. I'm Nate Lowe alongside Tim Cutting, our in-game engineer tonight, Jim Tamayo, back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Thanks to Jim for doing all his hard work back there at the studio tonight. BG leading 26-19. Here's Heiser. Throws on the second down and 20 to Terzo. Picks up about 5 yards out to the BG 40 before he's brought down on the play by Delhi's Mike Griswold.
Same type of motion. It looked like Terzo was going to run that sweep, but Heiser faked the handoff and then threw it to him in the flat. Good for 5 yards. Bring up third down and 15.
7 minutes to go, third quarter, on a beautiful night here in Bainbridge. Nice crowd on hand here at BG to watch this contest between the Bobcats and the Bulldogs. It's been back and forth all night. There was a lot of scoring in the first half, and kind of quieted down a little bit here to start this third quarter. We're about halfway through.
BG's kind of calmed themselves down on this drive because of the two penalties.
Yeah, certainly looked like they were headed for the end zone, but penalties have really hurt. Here's another flag before the play gets going. Going to be delay of game against the Bobcats.
Going to move it back five more yards. It'll be third down and 20.
Coach Israel Lormer definitely not happy. Again, his team is marching in the wrong direction currently.
He's got one young man next to him, and I'm sitting there going, just, you know, don't say something to tick him off.
Yeah. Well, we know, you know, we've gotten to know Coach Lormer very well. He comes on CDO, does some broadcasts with us during basketball season, and he's a meticulous planning type of coach, and I'm sure that stuff is going to drive him crazy. Heiser here on third down, lofts one up to Terzo, who hauls it in. Terzo down to the 30, to the 20. He's brought down on the play by Luke Brannigan, but BG just bails themselves out with a Hail Mary throw to Terzo, who hauls it in.
What a nice play right there. That was absolutely just beautiful design. They've had the little swing pass out to the left side, and Heiser did a pump fake over there and then just came back to Terzo going down the left hash and absolutely right on the money, first and 10.
You feel good for Terzo. He had all those runs that were taken away, and he just made up for it right there. 6:25 to go, third quarter, 26-19. Not that those were his fault that they got taken away. Here's Petrattoni in motion. They'll hand off to him, running from right to left. Good for about a gain of one across the 25 to about the 23-yard line.
Yeah, nice play right there by number 80, Mr. Taylor, for the Bulldogs to stop Petrattoni after a gain of one. Bring up second down and 9.
Clock continues to move. 6 minutes to go here, third quarter. It's BG leading 26-19. This has been a long drive for the Bobcats with a lot of negative yards, but they're still marching their way deep into Delhi territory now. Heiser in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Terzo's in motion. They'll sweep him from left to right. Terzo cuts back at the 25 to the 20 before he's hauled down at about the 15. Rich LaLoche comes over and clotheslines him down to the turf.
Long way for that young man to run. He's an interior lineman, but he stayed with it and may have saved a touchdown right there. But it will be first down yardage, and the ball will be spotted just outside the 10-yard line on about the 10, or the 12, excuse me.
5.5 to go, third quarter. BG on a first and 10 after Terzo moves the chains, and he's had a heck of a drive here.
Tired.
Yeah, he's got to be tired. A lot of these guys play both ways. Really, they don't get any plays off. They'll hand off and straight up the gut here for Garrett Ives in for a BG touchdown. Only a couple of Delhi defenders were even able to get a finger on him, and he runs in standing up.
Real nice play called by the Brain Trust for the BG Bobcats right there. They've been running outside, passing outside everything, and then just went right up the gut with Ives for 6.
So Ives with the TD makes the score BG 32, Delhi 19 with 5:14 to go in the third quarter. And nice, they'll go for 2.
Nice perseverance by the Bobcats right there. I mean, they had some really big penalties. The one put them back to 2nd and 25 twice. They were at that, or 2nd and 20, you know, somewhere in that range, and they stuck with it and persevered.
Heiser and the Bobcats going for 2. Heiser looks to go to the air, lofts one up into the end zone, and Mason Brown not on the same page there as Heiser, so it falls incomplete. With 5:14 to go in the third quarter, it's BG 32. Delhi 19 will step away for 30 seconds and be right back on WCDO.
Gilbert Plumbing and Heating at Gilbertsville is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. GPH has been serving the Tri-County area for over 25 years. They offer full service for residential or commercial heating, plumbing, or septic issues. They have 24/7 emergency service too. Need something fixed in the middle of the night? Call GPH and you get a real local person. That's the GPH difference. They also offer service contracts so you have peace of mind. Call Gilbert Plumbing and Heating today at 783-2289. That's 783-2289. Find them on Facebook or online at gilbertph.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:15 to go in the third quarter. It's BG 32, Delhi 19, and Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Tommy Pommetier will kick off, and Delhi will get the ball back. Can the Bulldogs answer? They receive at their own 20. Quickly out to the 30 is Griswold across the 35, where he's brought down. And that is where Delhi will start this drive, going left to right on their own 35.
Griswold with a nice return of 15 yards, where the Bulldogs will take over first and 10.
So the clock moving, 4:55 to go, third quarter. if Delhi could get some of that momentum back, you feel like they could get back in this game, but clock's starting to become their enemy here.
Yeah, it definitely is, and it really is a must-score situation right now because it is a two-possession game at this point in time, and you really don't want to give that ball back to that offense of the Bobcats.
BG with their biggest lead of the night so far as the Bulldogs break the huddle here. Again, starting at their own 36-yard line, this young team with sophomore QB, Luke Brannigan, in the shotgun, and he'll hand one off to Brody Silcox. Gets to the outside, but big-time tackle by Tommy Palmateer. Broke through, grabbed him by the jersey, and ripped him down.
Yeah, that was really, really close. I thought for sure we were going to get a horse collar on that one, but the referee thought about it and saw where he had a hold of him and made it a good tackle, but it's a loss for about four. So bring up second down and 14.
BG 32, Delhi 19, 4 minutes to go, third quarter, and the clock is moving. And Delhi tends to take their time here a little bit, Tim. They like to get the play, bring it in, have the huddle, set things up. And with that clock moving like that, they're going to have to try to speed things up a little bit, I think. If they could get one here on this drive, they'll still have a lot of the fourth quarter to work with. But they need to put up some points, as you said.
They need to score, and then they need to stop BG.
So here is Brannigan on a second and 14 after they lose four on first down. Silcox is in motion. They'll hand off to Pardee. Hits the line on that left side where they've had a lot of success tonight, but not this time. Palmateer wraps him up, and again, maybe a gain of one.
Yeah, nice little play right there. It looked like it was going to go for big yardage, and number nine and Palmateer converge together and stop Pardee, which that hasn't happened a lot tonight, folks.
No, Mason Brown was in on the tackle as well. 3 minutes to go, third quarter, BG 32 and Delhi 19. Again, the Bulldogs taking their time, coming out of the huddle here on a third and 12. Chance of defense from the Bobcats faithful here in front of the press box. Brannigan's going to go to the air. A nice-looking ball, but it's well overthrown, probably by about 10 yards. Almost got picked off by Garrett Ives. Fourth down coming up and not the drive that D.A. was looking for.
Yep. Brannigan threw the deep ball, and the receiver cut off the route and did a little bit of an out pattern. And Ives really almost had a nice little INT right there. I think he probably would have run out of bounds right there, but if they come back at the line of scrimmage, it's fourth down and 14.
Delhi will punt it away here with Brody Silcox. And, Tim, we talked about it in the first quarter, had a chance to catch up with the Delhi coaching staff, and they said last week we kind of ran out of gas in the second half. Your opinion so far, are they running out of gas or things just aren't working now?
I think the linemen might be running out of gas. They had a lot of fire off the ball before, and right now they're just not getting the blocks that they need for Pardee to get his first initial yardage into the linebacker area, because once he got in there, he was all off to the races.
A nice punt by Silcox takes a Delhi bounce and rolls all the way down to the 25, and so that's where the Bobcats will take over. BG leading 32-19 with 2.5 to go in the third quarter.
Funny, the one kick he did, it was a line drive. I mean, it was like 15 feet off the ground. And then this one he actually put up into the night sky and got a nice little bounce and pinned the Bobcats deep.
So Heiser, the senior QB, and the Bobcats will start at their own 25-yard line. They'll hand off on a first and 10. They'll go to Garrett Ives, and he'll work his way forward for a gain of two.
Ives with a dive off the left-hand side in between the guard and the tackle. Good for about 3 yards. It'll bring up second down and 7.
One thing that we have not talked about here tonight, Tim, that I thought maybe we should have brought up in the pregame show is, you know, Heiser, it's his first year at quarterback, and they were, you know, BG was really blessed last year to have Trevor Hollequist come back and play football, and he led them to the playoffs. And, you know, so Heiser, really, this is one of his first career starts, and he's doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, he is really doing a nice job. He's in definite command of his offense, and he's throwing the ball well, and his runners are doing their job.
Heiser hands off to Turzo, who works his way up the right side, across the 40, to the 45, and to the 50, before he's brought down there by the Delhi defense. No flags on the play, and so another good run here by Alan Turzo.
I thought at first the flag fell out of the ref's pocket, but I guess they're having a little conversation, so maybe it is a flag.
And you'd feel if this one comes back for Turzo, because he's had so many nice runs. Oh, but it's a face mask here against Delhi, which is going to tack on a lot more here with a minute 45 to go in the third.
Yeah, it's going to put the ball inside the Bulldog territory just at about the 44-yard line.
So Terzo making a strong case here for maybe one of our post-game awards. Boy, we got a lot of candidates. So Heiser's been great.
Yeah.
Petrottoni's been great. Several Delhi players. Taylor has been excellent. So we'll have to see. Here's Petrottoni at the 45 to the 40. Tries to cut back 35-30. Petrottoni says not so fast. 25-20 before he's brought down by Rich Lalash. And so Petrottoni with two touchdowns tonight. He's trying to add to it here.
Lalash again down the field about 20, 25 yards from his lineman, defensive lineman spot. Give that kid a lot of credit. He's running all over this field.
Pardee is down on the play. We'll hope that he's okay. Looks like the training staff's going to come out and have a look at him. We'll step away for a quick break with a minute 27 to go, third quarter. It's BG leading Delhi 32-19. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Looking for a new local body shop that can fix your vehicle fast and right the first time? Try out Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville. The pros at Thunder Road offer collision repair, custom paint, frame and unibody repair, and classic restorations, all under one roof. They have a brand new state-of-the-art facility that will get your ride looking great in no time. Check out pictures of their amazing restoration work on their Facebook page. Call today at 783-2290. That's 783-2290. Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville is happy to support local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. With a minute and a half to go in the third quarter, it's BG 32, Delhi 19. Pardee being helped off the field. We'll hope that he's okay. We suspect it might have been a cramp of some kind, but not exactly sure. Boy, he's having a real hard time getting off the field here. So he had assistance from his coaches, but we'll hope that he's okay. I do have one out-of-town score to report on. Green with another touchdown now leads Unitico 12-0. Another touchdown for Logan Kennedy.
That young man can play the game, too. I'll tell you, Logan Kennedy, he's the real deal.
So Green, 1-1 on the season after losing to Sydney in Week 1, came back with a big win over Moravia in Week 2. And we'll see how they do as they currently have a 12-0 lead over Unitego, who comes in with a 1-1 record as well. So we'll hope the best here for Warren Pardee, who got up and he was heading off the field before having to sit back down for a second. So we're going to step away again with our score, BG 32, Delhi 19, late in the third quarter here in Bainbridge on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We're going to get back underway as a run here on a first down. We'll go to Jacob Heath cutting through the tackles, and he's going to pick up about 10 yards here for BG. So they're inside the 10-yard line, and it'll be a first and goal for the Bobcats. We hope the best for Warren Pardee, who was helped off. We have a suspicion it might have been his left ankle.
Yeah, it looked like he was had done something to his left ankle because he was going off on his, they had his right leg down, and I think he tried to get his left, or put a little weight on his left leg, and that's why it gave out again.
45 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Heiser. Gives it to Terzo, who's in motion, and he's brought down. Good play there by Delhi. Crashing in on defense was Alex Taylor to bring him down.
Alex Taylor from his defensive end position did not let the running back get outside, shut it down right away, and made the nice tackle in as well.
25 seconds to go, third quarter. This will be a second and 13 coming up for BG. They lead 32-19. Play comes in from the sideline. Are they going to get this play off with 15 seconds to go in the third, or are they going to let it die here?
I know, I didn't see when he marked the ball ready for play. I didn't see how much time was on the clock. So it looks like BG is going to run one more play.
Heiser in the last play of the third quarter will hand one off. Again, they'll try to run it up the middle here with Jacob Heath, and he's brought down to end the third quarter. The score is BG 32, Delhi 19. It's going to be a third and long coming up when we come back for Bainbridge-Guilford. Again, it's BG 32, Delhi 19, fourth quarter coming up on CDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
It's the little things people do for you that make a difference. And if you like a financial partner who does all those little things for you, then you'll like us. We take the time to get to know you. Here there's a belief in working together locally, neighbor to neighbor, to help you every step of the way in those important finance matters. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
12 minutes to go, folks. Start of the fourth quarter. BG here on their home field tonight. 2-0 record, trying to improve to 3-0. Delhi 0-2, looking to get their first win of the season, but it's BG 32 and Delhi 19. It was a very competitive first half. Very close game at the halftime break. And now BG trying to open this one up a little more here on a 3rd and 13. QB sneak here to the right side for Heiser. He's going to find the back of the end zone. Touchdown for BG. A 3rd and 13. Heiser took off and finds Pater.
Nice little play right there. A little play action fake. It looked like he might even think about throwing the ball. But then he just took it around the right end and beat the defenders to the pylon.
So about a 13-yard TD there for Evan Heiser. His second of the night on that QB keeper. So Heiser having himself a ball game. And BG leads 38-19 just 5 seconds into the fourth quarter here.
Yeah, that's a big, big score right there. Delhi definitely is going to have to come out here on this next possession and put some points on the board quickly.
And without Pardee, who has been their leading running back, who went off with an injury, that's going to be tough to do. Here's Heiser on the two-point conversion. Finds Terzo, who makes a great snag. He had a leaping safety in front of him, still hauled it in. And so with 11:55 to go in the fourth quarter, it's 40-19. Tim, we'll keep it right here. What a play.
Yeah, just all I have to say is, from our vantage point, I thought the ball was going incomplete into the end zone, but then Terzo was there and brought the ball in, and two-point conversion successful.
Wow, unbelievable throw there from Heiser, right on the money, and Terzo was able to haul it in. So again, our score is Bainbridge-Guilford 40, Delhi 19. So it's been two unanswered scores here in the second half to give BG a little cushion.
Twice that's happened, once in the first half, and then again just recently in this half. So it's big time right now for the Bulldogs to get some points on the board here quickly.
You know, this has been a game that both teams have had their ups and downs, but I've been impressed with BG. Got off to a good start. Delhi kind of came back, punched him in the mouth a little bit. And every time they've had some adversity, some penalties, they've been able to fight their way back. So it's been impressive for BG.
It definitely has. And I will say this much. You mentioned the fact that the Delhi coaching staff said they ran out of steam. It does look like the linemen are having a little bit of trouble with hands on their knees and stuff.
Ball is loose here on the kickoff as Delhi originally fielded it, but then it fell to the turf, but falling on it at about the Delhi 40. to recover there, it looked like, was Skylar Riggs.
Yeah, Skylar Riggs, ball hit him right in the chest and bounced off his chest because it was a line drive from Palmateer. And nice job by that young man to cover it up and keep the ball for his team.
11:50 to go in this fourth quarter. It's BG 40, Delhi 19. Our halftime score was BG leading 26-19. So again, two unanswered scores by the Bobcats here in the second half. Delhi just has not had the same juice, the same mojo that they had in that first quarter.
We're going to see a different running back here.
And a flag on the play. We'll see who this is against from the officials. Looks like it might be going against DA.
Yeah, it looks like a 5-yard, probably false start. Yep, false start by Delhi, so it'll be first and 15.
And so with Warren Pardee out with that ankle injury, looks like we'll see a heavy dose of the freshman, Jake Pitcher, who was in the backfield. Pitcher, just a freshman, 6-foot-tall, 170 pounds.
Well, I wish him luck.
So they'll hand off to Pitcher here on a first and 10, his first carry of the night. Good carry to the outside. Picks up about 4 or 5 yards, yeah. Brought down at the 40.
Nice little play by number 44, Pitcher. Got outside and got 5 yards back, so it'll be up second down and 10.
So they make up some of the yards they lost on the penalty. 11 and a half minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lowe alongside Tim Cutting. Glad to have you along tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Remember, you can go back anytime on our game audio archive. It's a free download. You can listen to the games anytime right there, courtesy of SFCU.
One of the things I did want to say is Pitcher, when he was carrying the ball, had it outside a lot. So we'll see if ball security is going to be an issue.
Boy, the snap was high, but Brannigan did a great job to catch it one-handed and then lunges forward and picks up maybe 2 yards here. So a play that looked like it should have been dead. Brannigan really makes it a positive gain there for DA.
Another one of those broken plays by Brannigan, and he will not be denied. He got a couple yards for this team, so it'll bring up third down and 8.
Great athlete, just a sophomore, and you can see he already has a pretty good command of the offense. And, you know, as this young group for the Bulldogs continues to mature, gets better, and they're going to have a ton of experience playing this year, future could be very bright for the Bulldogs, I think.
So you got a sophomore quarterback, and right now you got a freshman tailback.
Yeah, and a lot of the line, a lot of the key players, Pardee's only a junior, so we'll hope that he's okay and has some time coming up. Well, just as we say that, Brannigan gets sacked in the backfield there. A little miscommunication. I think somebody missed a block. And coming through the line was Jacob Heath for a big-time sack.
Jacob Heath, again, not a very big guy, but fast, gets through the line, and then just absolutely perfect tackle to create the huge loss.
I mean, he just came through unblocked. Nobody got him. And you have to wonder if somebody missed an assignment there because he came through absolutely untouched. 9:45 to go, fourth quarter. It's Bainbridge-Guilford leading Delhi 40-19 under the lights here tonight in Bainbridge. A beautiful weather night for some high school football. This is what it's all about here in week 3 of the season. So Delhi is going to punt this one away with Silcox. And this will be fielded by Garrett Ives at the BG 40. He goes to his left to the 45. Cross midfield to the 50. Ives at the 45, now to the 40. Busts his way forward and dragging two or three tacklers deep into Delhi territory before he's brought down at the 35. What a run by Garrett Ives.
35 to 15, and he took it at the 20, so give him another 30. 45 yards.
Yeah,
very
big
nice.
Time run
very
there.
Very nice run back.
Would not be denied, and BG in excellent field position going left to right. With 9:15 to go in the fourth quarter and currently a 40-19 lead. And so we'll see what the Bobcats can do on this drive again, starting at the Delhi 30. Well, I look over on the far side and Pardee is running up and down the sideline. So that looks very promising there for the junior running back because it certainly looked like not a good situation when he came up, but he's running pretty good clip over there.
Yeah, he definitely is. The only thing about that is you're down by 3 scores right now.
Sure.
You don't want to put him in and have him re-injure something and lose him for the rest of the season. But the young man knows if he's okay or not. He just hopes his coach and staff makes the right decision.
BG hands off to Jacob Heath, and he's tackled for a loss of 4 yards as he tried to escape out to the left side. Rich Lalash coming through again on the tackle there for DA.
Second down and 15 for the Bobcats.
End of the third quarter between Green and Unitigo, still a 12-0 score between the Trojans and the Spartans there. Snap is low here, and this one is recovered by BG, as coming in for the quarterback position here, I believe, was Hayden Burns. So BG trying some different things here late in the contest, and Burns couldn't hold on to the snap.
With that lead, Coach Larmer's given some of his younger players a little PT, and can't blame him. It's a nice little thing to get them some experience, because you never know if you may need them later in the year. And they had a chance right there, and now there is a flag, so we'll see what this is.
Start of the fourth quarter between Oneonta and Norwich. Norwich leading 42-14 in that ball game.
Yeah, Norwich, after losing to Forks, I would not want to have had them the next week. And I feel bad for Oneonta.
Oneonta, a very tough schedule. Had to open up with Maine Endwell.
Yeah.
Have Forks this week. It's not easy. That's not an easy schedule. 8 minutes to go, fourth quarter. BG leading Delhi, 40-19. This is going to be a 2nd and 20. And again, folks, coming in as the backup quarterback here, the sophomore, Hayden Burns. So Burns with a man in motion, that's Petrottoni. Burns is going to pull it down. Let's see what kind of arm he has here. Tosses one up into the night sky. Almost hauled in on the right wing side there, as that was Jason Ofeline who tried to haul that in. Looks like he might be hurt on the play with 7:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Landed hard as he came out of bounds, being helped to his feet. Appears to be okay now, but a fourth down coming up here for BG.
Maybe just a little wind knocked out of him the way he fell to the ground there. I'm not sure. He's grabbing the back of his shoulder a little bit there, so maybe, he jarred it a little bit. But
well, he came down. Yeah, really laid out for that one. And came down. He's going to get checked out here by the trainers. So 7:40 to go, fourth quarter. BG on top of Delhi, 40-19. Thanks for joining us here tonight. BG's going to take a timeout. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. Again, our score, the Bobcats leading the Bulldogs, 40-19, midway through the fourth quarter here on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4th and 20 here for Bainbridge Guilford. Looks like they're going to go for it. They're in the Delhi side of the field at the DA 40. Oh, no, they will punt this one away. So this one is a line drive punt and takes a good BG bounce, almost like a golf shot there that rotated backwards and stops down at about the 15-yard line, and that's where Garrett Ives got a hand on it, and that's where Delhi will take over going right to left.
I thought you were talking about the kind of shot I hit a lot, the shank. But you were talking about the spin on the ball.
Well, that's the spin. Maybe according to your golf game, that one might be over in the swamp somewhere. So
you got that right.
Well, I'm not much better, that's for sure. It's a frustrating game, that's for sure. I've gotten a chance to get out and watch some of these high school guys, and there's some really talented guys. Yeah. I mean, you look at the Sydney golf team and what they're doing right now. They've won over 50 straight league matches. That's incredible. And those skills those guys will have for the rest of their lives.
And it's a young team, too, this year.
So here we go. 7.5 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi with the ball. They'll run it on a 1st and 10 to the far side, and Pardee is back in the game. Great to see him in there. Healthy and running, picks up about one on the play.
Yeah, you got to wonder, I mean, is he going to have all that speed, and is he going to run with the veracity that he's been running with all night long? But we'll see.
Looks pretty fired up there. He's a competitive guy, and he came up off the bottom of the pile there and hustled right back to the huddle, so we'll see.
I think we have a little concussion protocol going on the BG bench for Mr. Opeline right now.
Yeah, we'll hope that he's okay after taking a hit there on that last play. Second down run here for Pardee up the middle, maybe for a gain of one. Clock moving down to 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. BG on top of Delhi, 40-19 here on Friday Night Lights in week 3. Hard to believe it's already week 3 of the season. football just goes so fast, Tim.
It sure does. I mean, it's, you know, you wait all year for it to get here. And then when you get into the summertime, you start getting the itch, and they start playing 7-on-7 and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, boom, it's here.
Yeah.
And then it's gone.
And
I mean, it is
gone.
Crazy. It is absolutely crazy how quick the football season goes.
Yeah, I mean, week three, of course, some great games tomorrow. We'll talk about that during our post-game show. And big showdown between BG and Sydney coming up next Friday in Sydney at Alumni Field. BG's going to go to, or excuse me, Delhi's going to go to the air here as Brannigan throws one to the far side, and it's incomplete. Intended receiver was Taylor, but it was into double coverage, and he couldn't quite pull it in.
Yeah, really nice defense there by the Bobcats with, like Nate said, double coverage, safety over the top, and knocked the ball to the ground, incomplete pass.
6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So next week, week four, BG and Sydney. So far, with 6 minutes to go, it looks like BG has a very good chance of moving into that game being 3-0. You have to wonder how the Warriors will do tomorrow against Deposit Hancock. That game in Deposit at 1:30. Always a tough team, big physical team, tough place to play there in Deposit. It'll be hot out in the sun tomorrow, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Delhi's going to punt this one away. End over end takes a Delhi bounce. Ives is going to let it go, and so BG will pick it back up at the 42, Tim, with 5:54 to go, fourth quarter.
Nice punt there by the young man. Got him a little breathing room, and BG will take over first and 10 at the 42-yard line.
And so, again, 5:54 to go, fourth quarter, as it looks like BG getting closer and closer to putting a stamp on this one. They opened the season with a victory over Harper's Elapton, and then they actually went up and played Cohoes in the Albany area. In Section 2, and the reason for that, a lot of people have been asking me, the switch for Oxford and for UV and some of our other local teams, by the time they knew they had the numbers and had to go down to 8-man from 11-man, that leaves your schedule with some gaps. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to try to fill those gaps in because everybody already has their schedule set. So they had to try to go out of the area and find some teams that had some open dates that might play an independent schedule. Here's Petrotoni on a 1st and 10 on the handoff, and Petrotoni is brought down as a couple of spin moves, but he couldn't break his way free. You wonder how long Petrotoni will stay in there as some of the other backups have started to come in and get some time here, some of the younger guys for the Bobcats.
The only thing I can say about that, like Nate said, he's fun, was the spin cycle. That's
oh, yeah.
All I could think of was he was zipping around. It was twice in a row, you know.
Because like, he went in, and, yeah, he got spun around a couple of times there. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. The Bobcats leading Delhi 40-19 here in Bainbridge tonight. Here is Hayden Burns. He'll hand off, and this will be Garrett Ives punching his way forward. Maybe a gain of one or two on the play. Third and long coming up, but your BG here, you're just trying to chew that clock as much as you can.
Yeah, it was a nice little play right there by 81 for the Bulldogs. You know, he made a nice tackle there. Otherwise, I think Ives has got probably 5 yards on that carry, but it stopped him for a short gain. Third down and 8.
Grant Decker coming up to make the tackle, as Tim said, for Delhi. It looks like Delhi could fall tonight to 0-3. They've had a tough start to the season, but a team that's young and has a lot of promise, I would say. And here is Burns. He'll hand one off here on a 3rd and 8, but really nowhere to go. Delhi collapsing nicely, and Terzo ran into a wall of maroon and white there.
Yeah, he did. I mean, there was, like, no room for him to go anywhere after he got the ball and managed to get maybe. No, it looks like they're marking him back a yard, so he lost a yard on the play. It'll bring up 4th down and 9.
So 3:50 to go, fourth quarter. Bainbridge-Guilford leading 40-19 over visiting Delhi tonight in a game that was back and forth. Casey just got in the car, flipped this on. I mean, this was a game that was BG would score, Delhi would score. BG would score, Delhi would score, and we were kind of saying that maybe the team that figured it out on defense first would win this ball game, and it appears that BG got the better of Delhi here in the second half. BG's going to punt this one away. It goes end over end into the end zone, and so DA will pick it up at their own 20-yard line with 3:23 to go in the fourth quarter. They trail 40-19.
Yeah, and you may wonder, I'm just going to put out some really great kudos to the Brain Trust for the Bobcats, because they got this 3-possession lead, and Coach Lorimer and his staff have got all his players in the game. They're using those young guys, getting them some experience, because like we said before, you never know. You have an injury late in the year or whatever, and somebody's got to come in and play. That extra experience is huge.
And so I'm just getting the update. End of the third quarter, Norwich leads Oneonta 42-14. And we'll try to get you another update on Green and Unitego. Last check we had was early fourth, a 12-0 lead for Green over Unitego. A run in the backfield here on first and 10 for Delhi, and Jake Pitcher is brought down for a loss.
Yeah, Pitcher got the ball, and as soon as he got the ball, the BG line was there and lost about 5 yards on the play. We'll bring up second down and 15.
2:45 to go, and that clock continuing to kick down here. Delhi's going to get the play from the sideline. BG pretty excited here. Looks like they'll move to 3-0 on the young season with victories over Harpersville, Afton, Cohoes, and now over Delaware Academy.
And you mentioned it before, Nate. When you watch Delhi, they're never in a hurry.
No.
They just do what they do, take their time, and run the ball.
Pitcher with a run to the outside, and it looked like he was going to go out of bounds two or three times. Tiptoed down the sideline, picks up about 10 yards on the play on second and 14, third and short coming.
Nice run by the freshman, and there is a Delhi player down on the far sideline.
So I totally agree with you there, Tim, is that Delhi just, you know, takes their time. They want to get the plays right, and maybe in a situation like this, you know, you're down by 20-plus points, 2:15 to go in the fourth quarter. They're just kind of using it as something to get ready for next week and get the play.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was just going to say, he wants them to learn, so he's going to just continue to do what they're doing and try not to change things, try not to rush, you know, the whole offense and everything, because it is a long season. They got a long ways to go yet, and they, like you said before, they're a young team showing a lot of promise. I mean, this score does not reflect what this game was early in the game.
No, it was a great game, back and forth, and just BG with a little too much experience and a little too much depth to for Delhi to keep up with. Well, we'll hope the best for this injured player. And looks like they're going to be helped up on the far side there. We'll hope the best. Trying to see who exactly is on the far side with 2:15 to go here in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, I can't see the number on the jersey.
I mean, it's right in front of the Delhi bench on the far side. And we'll hope that whoever it is over there is okay. Looks to be okay. Maybe an ankle or another cramp of some kind. And so the clock starts to continue to run here. Again, BG leading 40-19. We'll hope the best for the injured Delhi player. Want everybody to be healthy heading into week four. Of course, Delhi will be on the road at Walton next Saturday. That'll be a big-time game, as we talked about earlier. And BG will be heading up the road about 5 miles to take on Sydney on the turf next Friday night.
Yeah, and how exciting is that going to be? I mean, you've got athletes on both sides. You've got the receivers and the running back, David Gannon, for the Sydney Warriors, and then you've got the three-headed monster of Ives, Petrottoni,
Turzo,
and Turzo, along with Heiser. I mean, Heiser can tuck it and run it, too. So, I mean, you know, that game is going to be really interesting, and I will mark it on my calendar because I'm going to try to be there.
Well, we'll be there next Friday night.
Oh, I'm coming?
Yeah, I hope you can come.
I can get the invitation, so.
1:45 to go in the fourth. Timeout taken here by BG, but that is the game we'll have next Friday, is BG taking on Sydney. We'll have our Butler Auto pregame show at 6:50. Maybe we'll go on a little early and talk about that big matchup, and then we'll have our 7 o'clock kickoff. If you're a BG fan, you're headed to 3-0, but Sydney's got some work to do tomorrow.
That's right. I was just going to say, but we could have a matchup of two 3-0 teams.
We could.
And that would be absolutely a great way to set up that game.
I'm sure Coach Matthews, if he's listening at home or wherever he might be here tonight. If he's heading home already in the car, might be saying, guys, we got to get through tomorrow first. So, minute and a half to go here, fourth quarter. Delhi is going to hand this one off to Brody Silcox. Gets into the open field on the outside, but Tommy Palmateer brings him down at the 40. And so they'll move the chain. So that was a second and long, but a nice run there by Silcox.
Silcox on the reverse to the left-hand side, and he came around the end. And I don't know if Tommy doesn't make that tackle if they don't put six on the board right there.
Yeah, he had some space to work with. And been so impressed with Palmateer as well, as you said, a few times earlier tonight. He's an interior lineman that's getting out and making plays in space.
You know, like a couple times, not only Palmatier, it's a young man.
Yeah, Lalash on the other side.
I can't believe I can't say that name. But Lalash is 25 yards down the field making touchdown-saving tackles times.
Minute to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's a run for pitcher for Delhi to the 50, down to the 40 before he's tackled out of bounds. Nice run here, and maybe some good future running backs in the stable for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, this is. I mean, like I said before, you know, they're young. They got to learn how to play this game and everything. And so for a freshman tailback, that's pretty scary.
And he's got some size.
Yeah, it's a good-sized kid. Now, I wonder, was that Pardee that got hurt?
No, I don't know.
Or Brannigan, maybe. I can't tell the number. I was just trying to figure out which player it was.
Brannigan is still in the ball game, okay, as they'll hand off here. Delhi with 30 seconds to go, giving that one to Tom Rucker. Pardee not on the field at the moment. If he was the one that went off, we'll hope that he's okay. We still did not identify who on that far side went off with the Delhi injury.
Because that would be the second time, and that goes back to what we were talking about before. Don't want to hurt him and lose him for the rest of the season, but hopefully he's okay.
Down to 10 seconds to go. This might be the final play of the game. If they can get it off, they'll hustle up to the line with 5 seconds left. Can Brannigan get this one off? Yes, they will. Brannigan, a QB keeper. He is sacked, and that'll do it. Bainbridge Guilford wins 40-19 over Delhi. Our postgame show is coming up. The Bobcats move to 3-0. Coach Israel Lormer, a great start here with his staff to the season. Delhi falls to 0-3, but a great effort here tonight by the Bulldogs. Just couldn't muster up enough offense in the second half. We'll come back with the postgame show coming up on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Nobody sells mattresses for less. That's right. At the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneata, and North Norwich, you will find mattresses in all sizes and styles by some of the top makers in the industry, including Simmons Beautyrest, Heritage Sleep, and others, all at the best prices around. Save on pillow top, firm, plush, memory foam, latex, and more, including two-sided styles. Yes, mattresses you can flip are still available. Stop in and check them out. With the catalog outlet's large selection, you're sure to find just the right mattress to put you in your comfort zone. Transform your bedroom into a master retreat and increase your comfort by placing your new mattress on an adjustable power bed. The catalog outlet has an adjustable power bed to fit anyone's budget. Stop in today and experience zero gravity and save, save, save. The catalog outlet's three locations are open 7 days a week, or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. Remember, nobody sells mattresses for less.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time down to Bainbridge. Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Both teams out on the field wrapping up this one, getting their final words in with both head coaches. Our final score, BG 40, Delhi 19. We'll go through our full scoring summary, get you our three awards, but Tim, your initial thoughts as BG moves to 3-0.
Absolutely fantastic. I'm totally impressed with the versatileness of all the running backs of the BG Bobcats. And then just don't be surprised when they throw the ball in the air, because they can put it up in the air. They don't do it a lot. They're probably, I would say, 80%, you know, rushing. And every now and then they'll throw the ball just to keep you honest. But I'll tell you what, you don't know which back's got the ball. and all of them can run.
Quick out-of-town scoreboard update, of course. These games are still in the fourth quarter, but not final like this game is. Norwich running away from Oneonta 56-14. That's in the fourth quarter. And Green has put another score up on the board with 4 minutes left, 18-0 over Unitego. So that's Green with an 18-0 lead over Unitego, 4 minutes left in that contest. Well, Tim, let's go through our scoring summary here first. And no points in the second half for Delhi was really the difference here. But the first half was filled with points. As we go back to the first quarter, Nick Petrotoni, a 40-yard touchdown run for Bainbridge Guildford, gave them a early 6-0 lead. Luke Brannigan on a QB sneak for Delhi tied it up at 6-6. And then Alex Taylor with a 10-yard run sweep for Delhi made it 12-6 for DA at the end of the first quarter. Second quarter, Petrotoni answers again on a 15-yard touchdown run for BG. That tied it up at 12-12. Then Warren Pardee on a 5-yard TD run for the Bulldogs. The field goal, the extra point was good. Delhi led 19-12, and they wouldn't score again after that, as it would be four straight TDs for Bainbridge. Evan Heiser on a 6-yard TD QB keeper. Two-point conversion to Terzo was good. BG took the lead for good, 20-19. Then they went into the half ahead 26-19 when Heiser made a great pass to Mason Brown over the middle for a 40-yard touchdown score. In the third quarter, it was Garrett Ives with a touchdown, a 15-yard run, gave BG a 32-19 lead. And then in the fourth quarter, Heiser with a 13-yard TD run on a QB keeper. Two-point conversion was good to Terzo, final score of 40-19. So it was all BG on the offensive side in the second half.
Yeah, it definitely was. And I'll tell you what, they all did it. I mean, it wasn't just one guy scoring all the time. It was, well, very, very diversified scoring team right there. And I'll tell you what, if I'm Sydney, you got to be thinking about who do we decide to try to shut down?
Yeah.
And then how do we contain the others? Because it is a three-headed monster.
Let's do our post-game awards. First off, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support local high school sports. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC. I'd like to give this to Nick Petrotoni tonight. Petrotoni with two touchdowns on the evening. I thought he was tremendous, scored that first touchdown on a 40-yard scamper. And he's got 10 touchdowns on the season now. He's been tremendous.
Yeah, Petrotoni is the real deal, folks. I mean, you watch him run, and you wouldn't think he would be, but I'll tell you what, he makes one guy miss, and then he's at top speed. Kind of reminds me of somebody up in the Warrior Land that does the same thing. Doesn't need a lot of room to hit that top gear, and then they're gone.
Next up, it's the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room, you can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. Sometimes our defense award turns into kind of a third offense award. I think that's kind of the case tonight for me, but I also think that this young man did great on defense. I'd like to give it to Alex Taylor from Delhi. Made that tremendous catch, really was a spark for Delhi, scored a touchdown, but I thought he made a lot of great tackles, too, batted down that two-point conversion, was kind of all over the place.
Yeah, he definitely changed a couple of the passes that Heiser was trying to throw, not on top of the one that he batted down. So I would totally agree with you on that, Nate. The young man deserved the award.
Lastly is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I think for me, no-brainer, Evan Heiser. He was the all-purpose player, did a little bit of everything, offense, defense, threw the ball well tonight as the quarterback, ran the ball well, a couple of touchdowns. He was perfect.
Yeah, I'm going to say it right now. Very, very much command of this offense that he runs for Coach Lorimer and everybody here down in Bobcatland. Evan Heiser's the real deal, folks. And if you think he's just a handing it off kind of guy, then he'll take it around the end on his own and put points on the board. And then if he lulls you to sleep after that, he'll throw it down 40 yards down the field and hit one of his receivers for a big game.
I mean, Heiser, Terzo, Petrotoni, Garrett Ives, everybody. I mean, just this is an offense that, you know, when we talked to Coach Lorimer in the summertime, he said, we got some speed, and if we can put it together, we might be able to do some things, and they're off to a 3-0 start.
Yeah, it's awesome, and I'll tell you what, the other guys that deserve a huge, huge shout-out is that offensive line, because they're not only are they creating the holes, but they're giving Heiser the time to throw the football, and it's going to be a great game next week. I'm looking forward to it, Nate.
BG goes to 3-0. They'll be at Sydney next Friday night, and a game we'll have right here on WCDO. Delhi falls to 0-3, unfortunately. They have a tough one on the road at Walton next Saturday afternoon at 1:30. So two good games coming up next week for these two teams.
Yeah, definitely, and I don't think the Bulldogs can really, I mean, the score is kind of lopsided, but the thing is they can't really hang their heads because I'll tell you what, they were with the Bobcats the majority of the game.
They had a great first half. I mean, a one-score game starting the third quarter, midway through the third quarter, and just wasn't their night. They kind of ran out of steam, and that's where this Bobcats team, a little more veteran experience, got the job done. So if you're looking for updates tomorrow, I will be heading over to Deposit to watch the Sydney and Deposit Hancock game. You can go to WCDOsports.com. I'll be live tweeting the game. You might ask why we're not doing it on the radio. There's just not really a radio setup there. Hoping to get that, you know, fixed up to date in the future so we can do games over there. But tomorrow we'll do the best we can. We'll keep you updated. And it should be a great one between the Eagles and the Warriors. 1:30 kickoff tomorrow in Deposit. So don't drive to Hancock tomorrow.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to chase a little white ball tomorrow.
But anybody else heading over the hill, you'll be golfing. But anybody else heading over to play football or watch the football game, I should say, you know, don't drive to Hancock. Stop and Deposit on the way.
Dude, before you go, can you give me a lesson on how to tweet? Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
how
do I follow you if I don't know how to tweet?
Well, if you don't know how to tweet, you can just go to WCDOsports.com. And what we do there is on the right side of the page, anything that I post on Twitter is just there. So you can just scroll through it. It's a regular website. And, you know, Twitter, I think, is kind of the newer version of the newspaper. It's a quick, fast way to get out scores, stats, pictures, everything like that. But it can be confusing. I totally understand that. It's something that the athletes, the kids, the coaches are really into.
The young people.
The young people. So that's why we do it.
That's why I can't do it.
But if you want just the ABCs, the quick numbers on it, the stats, you can always go to WCDOsports.com. It's right there. If you're looking for a quick update, it's right there on the right side of the page, as well as our game audio archive. I'm going to go back to the station. We'll get this hooked up there tonight, so if you want to go back and listen to this one, it'll be up on our website, courtesy of SFCU.
Yeah, it's definitely an unbelievable system that you have going there, I'll tell you, because I'll tell you, when I hear the stories about, you know, we could go back and listen to the game 2 years ago when that final play ended and just see how excited this whole place was, except the BG side, because they went dead silent.
Yeah.
And it was like you could hear a pin drop, but I'll tell you what, you can go back and listen to that if you want to. You can do so many different things with all the stuff that Nate does, and I'll tell you what, he's the man, folks. Be very appreciative of this young guy, because I'll tell you what, he goes all over the place to get you these local kids sports and everything. So thank you very much for everything you do, Nate.
Well, thanks for the kind words. I appreciate that, and when people say that, I say, well, you know, to me, it's not really work. This is something I really love. I enjoy. I try to cover as much as we can. I mean, just this last week, we did soccer, field hockey, volleyball, and now football. So it's been a fun week, and I get to drive all over and see this. So it's, you know, it's a testament to small-town radio. CDO is still, you know, a mom-and-pop station, and we try to do things the right way. So we really enjoy it.
And in your spare time, you run marathons.
Yeah. You know, I mean, all my free time, I like to get out there and run long distances. So I got my last long run on Sunday, and my marathon's in 2 weeks. I'm running a marathon in Corning on the 30th. So a couple weeks to go, and I'll be out there again. So,
you know what I consider a long run?
What's that?
So for the refrigerator.
There you go. I'm hoping at some point that is going to be my long run. So, but for now, I'm going to do it until my knees tell me no more. So, but this is a great time of year to be out and running, especially when the leaves start to change. You know, this is a great time of year. Football, all the great soccer games we have coming up, so it's a lot of fun. I do think I have some final score updates before we head off here. 56-20, Norwich over Oneonta. So a tough start for the Yellow Jackets, but Norwich, folks, get out. They look like they're a team to watch. Final is 18-0 Green over Unitigo. So those are our two final scores tonight, plus our final of 40-19 here. Well, big thanks to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. Tim, thanks for joining me. We'll see you next Friday.
Yeah, I was just going to say real quick, Green, they've got that date marked. They don't know when it'll be, but they want Sydney again.
They want Sydney again.
They took Sydney, what, 3 points?
Yeah, 26-23.
Yeah.
That could be a great, you know, as I look at the early kind of standings, the way they're shaping up, I could see Sydney, Tioga, Green, BG could definitely be a Final Four type of situation just based on what we've seen over the first couple of weeks. Certainly some other teams that could sneak in there, but just from the way it's kind of shaped up over the first couple of weeks here, you know, that would be a great Final Four.
Oh, yeah, it would absolutely be a great Final Four. Do you know where it's going to be this year?
Oh, I don't know if I've looked that far ahead. If I have, I've forgotten. If memory serves me right, it would be at UE this year.
Yay.
So I like both those stadiums down there, but I do kind of tend to like UE a little bit better. So we'll see. But anyways, that's going to wrap it up here for tonight. 40-19 is our final. BG over Delhi, a great victory. Again, a big thank you to Jim back in the CDO studios.
Thanks,
Tim. And for Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Be safe, everybody. We'll see you next Friday. BG at Sydney, 7 o'clock kickoff next Friday night on CDO.